It's such an emotional experience, and so overwhelming that you physically have not control of yourself. Now, the leader of this revival, his name is Rodney Howard Brown, and because of this drunken experience, he's known, among other things, as the Holy Ghost bartender. Now, the conclusion of this study is what's frightening, and there's a few little passages from this book that we want to pull out from this Christian expert that analyzed this movement. Now, you've seen what we've just read is a brief analysis of what goes on during this religious experience, and he's there investigating it, and he's going to decide whether you can put the seal of approval on this or not. And here's some of the things that he points out along his way to come to his conclusion, which we'll look at in a minute. This is from page 136. He says this: "There's a significant difference in the concept of a modern-day Christian prophet from the concept of an Old Testament prophet. It is widely assumed by those who believe prophecy still occurs that such prophets can make mistakes, even false prophecies. In other words, a Christian prophet can make errors just like someone who has the gift of teaching, like a good preacher who has a bad day in the pulpit, or like someone with the gifts of discernment who makes an unwise judgment. In other words, the gift of prophecy today does not seem to demand inerrancy in prediction. Some writers even contend that New Testament prophets make mistakes in prophetic speculation. This perspective, of course, must not be reduced to absurdity. Advocates of modern-day prophecy admit that a high rate of false prophecies suggests that someone may have missed his or her calling. Likewise, all Christians' prophets have to be rooted in obedience to Jesus Christ as their share in the gift of prophecy." Now, what we want to emphasize here is this expert on religious movements in the Protestant world is professing that a biblical prophet doesn't have to be correct all the time. You see, brothers and sisters, like our survey says, Protestant Christians are no longer studying the Word of God, and they've got to the point to where they don't have the protection of demanding that someone that they're going to receive information from in a prophetic sense has to be 100% correct and 100% in agreement with the Bible. And what we're saying here is when Sister White says those religious bodies that will unite with the papacy in bringing about a Sunday